The Los Angeles Sparks and the Minnesota Lynx are in the NBA Finals, Game 5, the decisive game. These two teams met last year as well in the WNBA Finals, with it coming down to the absolute wire. LA victorious last year. Minnesota's won a few championships recently, though, too. So these are two really good teams. Dr. Deborah Stroman is a professor at the UNC Kenan Flagler Business School, sports commentator, and knows a little bit something about women's basketball herself, too. She joins us here on the air now to talk about it. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for waiting there a couple of minutes ago.
Absolutely. Certainly, this is basketball country, Tobacco Road, and as much as we praise our college teams, college basketball, especially having so many championships in this area, but those of us who love basketball appreciate women's game as well. And certainly tonight, it's the second year in a row, but you've got a winner-take-all game with the WNBA Finals. And what's really interesting about these teams, the Minnesota Lynx and Los Angeles Sparks, is that since Game 1 of last year's Finals, the teams have played 12 times, and in those 12 games, the combined score is 908-908.
Nice. And that's so much like the we're so familiar here locally with the UNC Duke rivalry and how close that's been, coming down to the point if you look at it over time. So this is really significant. What are fans looking for tonight to see in the game this evening?
Well, I do want to mention you noted Duke and Carolina, and so a question becomes: do you need a rivalry to have greatness? And there is no doubt that the NC State-UNC men's basketball attention has kind of it's really not that strong anymore. And I think it's because NC State doesn't have that consistent history of winning in recent years, whereas Duke, very likely we could win over in Cameron and they could win right here at the Smith Center. So it really makes for great drama. And when you have two teams like the Lynx and Sparks, where their styles are completely different, the Sparks are more free-flowing. They play positionless basketball, so it's not necessarily two guards, two forwards, and a center, but everyone is interchangeable. You've got arguably the best basketball player in Candace Parker, who is like a 6'5", 6'6", forward, who will bring the ball up and initiate the offense. And then you've got the Lynx. They're tough, they're gritty, they have a lot of depth. They have the most valuable player in Sylvia Fowles. So it's just a great matchup, and I think this rivalry back and forth helps to draw more attention to this game and to the WNBA.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman again, Kenan Flagler Business School, and talk about the analytics behind the game. This rivalry has really heated up in the last couple of years. Are we seeing sort of corresponding numbers in terms of rating, in terms of excitement, in terms of merchandise sales and attendance with this rivalry that's really taken over the league now?
Most definitely. If the Sparks are able to win tonight, that means they're back-to-back champions, and they'll put themselves in rare air. The only WNBA teams to have done this were Houston Comets and the Lisa Leslie-led LA Sparks. But in terms of matchups, Minnesota does have Sylvia Fowles. They have Maya Moore, which most people remember from her years at Connecticut, where she won all the titles. I can't believe it's been 6 years since she's been in the WNBA. In terms of locally, we've got Elena Beard and Chelsea Gray from Duke. And Elena Beard was named as the Defensive Player of the Year in the league, and she's been shutting down Maya Moore in a lot of these games. Last game, Maya, I think she did score 15 points, but Elena had pretty much shut her down the entire game. And Chelsea Gray, I remember watching her play at Duke. She had a major injury, but you could just see her talent. She is their three-point scorer. She leads the offense. She's averaging 15 points a game. And then I guess you could say other ACC folks. We've got Natasha Howard at FSU, who played for Florida State, who's with Minnesota. And then you have Raquina Williams, who played at Miami, who joins Beard and Chelsea Gray at LA. So the numbers are there. Very, very similar teams in terms of winning. You've got a mid-major market versus the Showtime style of LA. But other than that, it's just a great matchup from the numbers perspective and also the stars.
Can we talk about how incredible it is that Elena Beard's been in the league for 12 years? I remember, like, I was at Rutgers in grad school, and Rutgers has such a great women's basketball program up there, too. So everyone's excited about women's basketball there as well. And I remember Elena Beard playing for Duke back then, and I had no idea that it's been 12 years she's been in the league.
Absolutely. And it just speaks to, once again, when we talk to young people about how you can go to the next level, It isn't necessarily about being the star scorer, regardless of the sport. It's about how you can contribute. And her longevity, number one, she's taken care of her body. She still looks like she's 15 years old, but she's just been a lockdown defender. Much of her points have been scored in college. They were scored from layups, from stealing the ball, because as you progress to this level, she's still not a great shooter. She averages, I think, about 7-8 points a game, but the types of shots that she takes are when the matchups are clearly in her favor, or it's ball movement and she ends up wide open. But she scores and she makes a difference because of her defensive play. She's got the long frame, long arms, and she can move incredibly well. And here she is guarding someone that I guess you could say almost 5 years younger, 6 years younger, and yet she's able to shut that person down in Maya Moore. So she's just exciting. I'm hoping the triangle, everybody will pay attention and watch tonight, women's basketball at its best.
Who's going to win?
You know, I would not be surprised if Sparks won, because it's so hard to close out on your home court. I know Minnesota has the depth, but I would not be surprised if LA pulls this off. They did it last year, and I know they really, really want that back-to-back.
That's going to be at 8 o'clock tonight, so tune in for that. It's going to be a great one. Dr. Deb Stroman, thank you so much.
Thank you.